Hey friend, welcome to today's word of encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. The reading for today was written by Dave Brannan, and it's titled, And Seven Others. Tragedy struck near Los Angeles in January 2020 when 9 people died in a helicopter crash. Most news stories began something like this. NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and 7 others lost their lives in the accident. It's natural and understandable to focus on the well-known people involved in a horrible situation like this, and the deaths of Kobe and his precious teenager Gigi are heartbreaking beyond description. But we must keep in mind that in life's big picture, there's no dividing line that makes the 7 others, Peyton, Sarah, Christina, Alyssa, John, Carrie, and Ara, any less significant. Sometimes we need to be reminded that each human is important in God's eyes. Society shines bright lights on the rich and famous, yet fame doesn't make a person any more important than your next-door neighbor, the noisy kids who play in your street, the down-on-his-luck guy at the city mission, or you. Every person on earth is created in God's image, whether rich or poor. No one is favored more than any other in His eyes, and each is in need of a Savior. We glorify our great God when we refuse to show favoritism, whether in the church or in society at large. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from James, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Would you pray with me now? Heavenly Father, would you help us to show love and kindness to all, regardless of their status in life, recognizing that all people are created in your image and that the good news of Jesus Christ is for everyone. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.